The Japanese grind the roots of a low vine called kuzu, Puraria lobata, into a white powder that thickens soup and is alleged to have curative properties. They also plant the species on highway shoulders as erosion-preventing ground cover. In the 1930s, the U.S. Civilian Conservation Corps planted millions of kuzu seedlings to fight soil loss, a major fear in the era of the Dust Bowl. Renamed kudzu, the vine prevented so much erosion that villages across the U.S. Southeast celebrated kudzu festivals and crowned kudzu queens. People harvested it like hay and fed it to cows. Entrepreneurs marketed kudzu cereal, kudzu dog food, and kudzu ketchup. In the early 1950s, rural areas suddenly awoke from their trance and discovered that kudzu was eating them alive. Without its natural enemies, the plant grew so fast that Southerners joked they had to close their windows at night to keep it out. Worse, the plants themselves grew bigger than is usual in Japan. Nobody knows why. Engulfing fields in dense mats of root and vine, kudzu swarmed over entire farms, clambered for miles along telephone lines, wrapped up trees, barns, and houses like a green Cristo. The roots sank so deep that the vine was nearly impossible to remove. In 1996, the federal government estimated that kudzu had swallowed 7 million acres. The figure is now much larger. What happened after Columbus was like 1,000 kudzus everywhere. Throughout the hemisphere, ecosystems cracked and heaved like winter ice. Echoes of the biological tumult resound through colonial manuscripts. Colonists in Jamestown broke off from complaining about their Indian neighbors to complain about the depredations of the rats they had accidentally imported. Not all the invaders were such obvious pests, though. Clover and bluegrass, in Europe as tame and respectable as accountants, in the Americas transformed themselves into biological Attilas, sweeping through vast areas so quickly that the first English colonists who pushed into Kentucky found both species waiting for them. Peaches, not usually regarded as a weed, proliferated in the Southeast with such fervor that by the 18th century, farmers feared that the Carolinas would become a wilderness of peach trees. South America was hit especially hard. Endive and spinach escaped from colonial gardens and grew into impassable 6-foot thickets on the Peruvian coast. Thousands of feet higher, mint overwhelmed Andean valleys. In the pampas of Argentina and Uruguay, the voyaging Charles Darwin discovered hundreds of square miles strangled by feral artichoke. Over the undulating plains, where these great beds occur, nothing else can now live, he observed. Wild peach was rampant in South America, too. Peach wood, Darwin discovered, had become the main supply of firewood to the city of Buenos Aires.